Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will look at how the Nazi Party consolidated power between 1933 and 1934, considering their use of terror and repression, specifically the role of the police, the Gestapo and the SS. After the passing of the February Decrees and also the Enabling Act, the Nazis set about preventing any possible opposition. This included the use of fear and violence through the police or Nazi organisations such as the SA and SS. After taking power, the Nazis had reorganised Germany's police force. Prior to Nazi rule, each German state had their own police force. However, by 1936, these were reorganised into one national force under the control of Chief of Police Heinrich Himmler. Himmler oversaw four police organisations: the SS, which was the Nazis' own police force and security group. He was in charge of ORPO, which was effectively ordinary police that would deal with issues such as traffic management. He dealt with SIPO, which was the security police forces, and finally the SD, that was Germany's security service. The SS was a hugely influential part of not only the Nazi Party, but Germany as a whole. They wore black shirts and were originally Hitler's bodyguards. Once the Nazis took power, the SS were given a range of powers and acted as a key intimidator of opponents. The SS had become an auxiliary police force. This meant it had the power to arrest any possible opponents. And by 1939, the SS had almost 250,000 members. SS members were part of most German organisations, and they were also in charge of the death camps during World War II. The other major police body in Nazi Germany was the Gestapo. The Gestapo and SS were both overseen by Himmler and had some similar aims, such as stopping people who were perceived to be Germany's enemies, but they were ultimately separate bodies. The Gestapo had been born out of the Prussian secret police. The Gestapo were Germany's own secret police force. Their main role was to identify any potential threat to Hitler and Germany and remove them. Based on the Gestapo's actions, thousands of people were sent to prison or concentration camps and died. The Gestapo had the impression of being all-seeing and all-knowing. This meant that potential Nazi opponents were too scared to even raise possible objections. However, in fact, the Gestapo never had more than 30,000 members in a country of around 65 million people. Much of what they achieved was down to fear rather than the actual reality. The Gestapo used a variety of methods in order to achieve their goals. They were often given help from the public, who would offer comments and cooperation, sometimes to protect themselves. The Gestapo used extreme methods to achieve control as well. This included arbitrary arrest and also torture to achieve confessions from their victims. Most people who were arrested by the Gestapo had been denunciated. This means they had been given up and accused of a crime by somebody that they knew. However, often the people who did this were not making a political statement but a personal one, perhaps based on jealousy or even racial hatred. Eventually, the Gestapo began threatening people who made false claims with going to prison themselves. The Nazis' control of the police certainly helped them control the German population. By July 1933, 26,000 people were political prisoners, and between 1933 and 1945, 800,000 people were jailed for resistance. In this same period, 32,000 people were legally killed by the state.